Unit 3, page 23. Listening, exercise 1. You are going to listen to a radio interview about special teenagers. First, listen and find out why they are special.
Now, when I was a child, my sisters and I used to earn a bit of pocket money by doing a few jobs around the house. Some friends of mine had part-time jobs delivering newspapers, but none of us earned more than just a few dollars a week. Well, things have changed. My next guest, Mike Dickens, has written a book about teenage business people. They all earned $1 million before they left school. Mike, how did they do it?
In a word, the internet. That's how.
You mean they made their money by making websites?
Sometimes, but not always. That's how Ashley Qualls made her money. Ashley's website, whateverlife.com, was a brilliant idea that made her a millionaire by the age of 17.
What does her website, whateverlife.com, have that's so special?
Well, the website is for people who use MySpace or Facebook. It provides special codes to make Facebook or MySpace pages look different or nice. To put it simply, whateverlife.com offers designer clothes for your social networking page.
And how much do these designs cost?
Nothing. The designs are free to download. I know what you're going to ask. How does the site make money?
Exactly.
Well, advertising. You see, Ashley's site is popular with young people, so advertisers want to promote their products on it. And, of course, they pay her to do so.
And does she make a lot of money?
Well, her first earnings were nearly $3,000, more than some people earn in a month. Now, her site earns over $70,000 a month.
Wow, that's amazing. But there are other success stories like Ashley's, aren't there?
Yes, there certainly are. One of the most famous is the entrepreneur Cameron Johnson. He started his first business selling stuffed toys when he was 12. In that year, he earned $50,000. But by the age of 15, he was a millionaire.
So, Mike, any advice to young entrepreneurs who may be listening?
Well, young people can certainly make more than a bit of pocket money if they just have a few computer skills.